Let me ask you this. We're all men at this table. Grown men, grown adults. We can have an adult conversation, I think, right? Maybe. I don't know. I do have a child next to me, I guess.
No, I'm not the child. You said we're all men. I just want to make sure.
He's not the child.
He's the only one giggling.
Go ahead. I'm
just setting it up. Now, famously, players, Kate Upton's talked about this before. Olivia Munn has talked about it before. And the night before a big game or the day of a big game, players refrain from sex.
You got to have your legs.
You got to be ready to go. You can't be tired, right? Before a big draft, do you be like, you know what? I can't do this right now. With your lady.
Talking about, like, okay, like...
With your lady.
Well, what time is the draft?
Well, they're two different, right? You got the draft at, let's say, 11 a.m.
Okay.
11 a.m. tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, tonight, you're friends with a woman. Are you going to refrain the night before at 11 a.m. draft?
See, here's the thing. I'll be honest with you.
Appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. It depends on if, like, the action, you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it's, like, some, you know, some action that you've had before.
Right.
Hey, baby, another time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Draft, you know what I mean?
Right.
Get prepped for the draft. If it's some new action, then I'm go for it, you know what I'm saying? Because it could help, you know what I mean? Sometimes you walk
out...
Put you
in a good mood.
You walk out that joint like Superman, like you got a cape on your back, you know what I'm saying? Well, at least, you know, I do. I don't know about, you know, Scott... But
all right, so that's you, Scotty. I'm not trying to get into your personal life, but
no, I'm totally open about it.
But you know,
this.
You've been married for 25 years.
Yeah.
So it's not like for Scott, because you're, you know, an honest and good man. Of course, you know, you're not having something new
it's
over
no
here.
New action,
you know what
for
I mean?
Scott.
There's no new action coming, right? So is that something you had an 11 a.m. draft the next morning? You're like, listen, I got to study. I'm doing my thing tonight.
No. Because, and I'll tell you a few things here, real quick. Okay, first off, you talk about legs. There's not a physical draft. You know, we're not running around the room auctioning. So, secondly, it depends on who you are. That relaxes me. Like we talked about, some people getting high during a draft.
Sure,
you release those endorphins in your mind. You feel good when you do something like that. To
endorphins.
Me, that makes you feel good. It relaxes me. Makes me feel good. Puts me in a good mental place, so I'm good with doing it.
Sure.
That always says, okay, anything that we're going to do physical like that can be distracting, but it's got to be in the right place, okay? I'm all before a draft. I get to that in a minute. Okay? I'll tell you, before a draft, it's great, okay? Relaxes me, gets me in a nice mindset.
Right.
After the draft, all right, I was out in Vegas in an FSTA, and I go with a bunch of the guys to a gentleman's club.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
And I'm scouting out all the talent,
and
these guys want to talk about who's the top sleeper.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I don't know.
I am not talking about Babip right now.
Right.
I agree.
Okay?
Right.
Focus. Because if I had a choice between drafting and doing something nice with a lady, I'm going to pick the lady every time.
Okay.
Okay, and it's good, I think, before a draft. Clears my mind.
Right.
Relaxes me.
All right, because it's interesting, because after the draft, I'm like, I'm exhausted. So I'm like, all right, I need to just chill now.
Yeah.
Now's when you want to smoke that joint, to be honest with you.
Yeah. What would Law Michaels do?
Tony, what about you?
Play a riff.
What about you? 11 a.m. draft the next day. What are you doing the night before?
There's no way I could ever fall asleep without having adult relations first. Like, if I don't have adult relations, I have a hard time sleeping. Knowing it was a draft at 11 a.m., like, mentally, my head would be all over the place.
Right.
So I would have to find a woman to, you know, as Scott said, relax me, that I could actually fall asleep and be cognizant of the draft.
That's a good point, Tony.
So I find it very imperative. I find it the opposite. It's very imperative to have a good draft. You have to have adult relations the night before.
Interesting.
I wonder about some fantasy experts, though, who, like, get into these advanced numbers, like, how they are with their ladies. Like, I want to show you my swinging strike percentage, honey, you know?
I don't think that works anywhere.
Yeah.
What about, let me change it up a little bit, Corey.
Yo.
Your draft's at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Well, 8 p.m. draft. Would you have adult relations that day?
Like I said, it depends on the situation. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be like, you know, listen here, girly. You know what I'm saying?
Girly? girly, huh?
Yeah, listen here, girly.
Girly. Girly.
Listen here, young lady. You know
Todd
what I'm
girly?
Saying?
Todd girly?
So, you know, it doesn't bother me. I don't, either way, like I said, it's more about the action. If it's, you know, if it's some new action, I'm all in. If it's you know, it's regular, I'm like, all right, well, you know, I wait till I get back or, right. You know. So I'm like indifferent. You know, if it's there and I'm in the mood, it's, you know, it doesn't
whatever.
Make
it, doesn't, it doesn't really affect you, you're saying?
Yeah, okay. No, not really.
Okay.
It's, okay. It adds to the to the leg of the fantasy executive swag, you know, to be honest with you.
Well,
which the fantasy executive is really like about swag,
right?
You feel what I'm saying?
So you walk in the draft like sunglasses on?
No sunglasses, but you know that I'm like the guy in the draft room. You feel what I'm saying?
Is that because you're the only black guy there?
Most of the time, yes. Most of the time, yes. And, you know, I'm a fantasy executive and stuff like that, and people expect, you know, good things from me.
Well, so, as a fantasy executive, do you walk in like a shirt and tie?
No. No shirt and tie. You
it's
know
different
what I'm
between a fantasy executive and a real-life executive. Yeah. Corey's explained this before.
Yeah, so no shirt and tie. Just come into the draft room and get it done. You know what I'm saying? I might bring some draft maids with me.
Yeah, the one problem with adult relations, though, before the draft, like if the draft's in the afternoon, is that you got to make sure you take your shirt off so no excess is on your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Tough. Yeah.
Because you look foolish then.
Yeah. You look like an amateur.